Marcia Cohen is an expert in pharmacy law. She teaches at Hastings College of the Law at the University of California, and she argues that marijuana for medical use should be controlled and distributed through the healthcare system. She joins us from San Francisco. Professor Cohen, why do you say that we should make this a drug that's prescribed and dispensed by pharmacies?
Well, it seems that if what you're doing is concerned with people's health, all of their prescription type of drugs should come through legitimate prescriptions from various prescribers, physicians and others, and be dispensed through the pharmacy. Drugs interact with each other. It's very important that the healthcare providers know what you're taking, when you're taking it, to have an overall proper view of what's going into you.
One of the main points of contention, of course, though, is does marijuana have a valid medical use? How much study has been done, actually, of the medical benefits or the damage done by marijuana?
Well, frankly, the federal government made it difficult for a very long time for people to study marijuana. The only marijuana you can get is from the government because it's not legal. It has eased up on that a little bit in recent years since states started passing medical marijuana laws. There has been a decent amount of study, but not enough. There also is a financial and economic reason for marijuana not to have big drug companies clamoring to study it and sell it. Namely, anybody can grow it on their windowsill, as I guess Californians certainly demonstrate. And if you can't get intellectual property control, it may not pay back the huge amount of investment you're going to need to demonstrate that a drug is safe and effective.
Since marijuana is a Schedule I drug, the highest level of controlled substance, which I understand means Congress has decided there's no safe medical use of marijuana, how would you need to get that drug reclassified if you wanted the kinds of things that you're proposing, more research, distribution through pharmacies, if you wanted all that to come about?
Well, that's the circle. The circle here chasing its tail is that until you can easily study the drug to find which uses at what levels are safe and effective, people aren't going to do so. The resistance to considering that there is any good from marijuana just continues. It's somewhat bizarre given that morphine sounds like a drug. You know, cocaine, heroin sound like bad things. Morphine sounds like a good thing. You know, morphine is just a derivative.
One of the opponents of medical marijuana on the steps of the court today described this battle as a clash of symbols about whether marijuana is a good thing or a bad thing, whether it's medicine or whether it's a dangerous drug. And it seems that if you take the position that it is a dangerous drug, then you end up precisely where we are.
Well, no. It can be a drug that you can say we don't want people to be using for a high, but it has benefits. It does seem that marijuana, for some reason, is more of a symbol than these others, perhaps because since it is less dangerous and non-addictive in the way, you know, cocaine and heroin are, a wider swath of people have been willing to use it for recreational purposes. It does seem to, unfortunately, be perhaps a piece of the culture war.
Professor Cohen, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Marcia Cohen is professor of law at Hastings College of the Law in San Francisco.